We are learning Masechta Bava Kama Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph, and we are starting seven lines from the wide lines, beginning of a line, Debei Rabbi Shmuel. We are discussing what the Mishnah teaches us, that when someone hurts someone, you have to pay money. You have to pay the nezek. You have to pay the value of a hand. And not that the person who cut someone's hand off, he gets his hand cut off. Or ayin takas ayin. It doesn't mean I'm Amish. It means money. And we're continuing bringing rayas to that yisoid. The Gemara before said that we make a drasha odamaka behema, or shavat amaka behema, or from the pasuk lenefesh retzeach, for retzeach don't take kaifer, for everything else do take kaifer. And now the Gemara is bringing other drashas. The Be'er B'Shmol Tana Omakra, the pasuk says that shever tachas, shever ayin tachas ayin. This is a pasuk in Parshas. This is pasuk in Parshas. Emor maybe shever tachas shever ayin tachas ayin shein tachas shein kashiyitein mum ba'odom ken yinosim boy. That's what it says in the pasuk. Kashiyitein mum ba'odom ken yinosim boy. A mum that you give to a person ken yinosim boy. So loshin yinosim boy. What's that lashon? So the Gemara says, "Ein esina ela mamon." When it says a nosin boy, it means "Ein esina ela mamon." When it says lashon esina, usually doesn't mean that you cut off your hand. It means nesina means mamon. That's what it means. Nesina means mamon. So there we learn. It doesn't mean you cut off the guy's hand. It means you give him on. Ela mi'atik ashiyite mum ba'adam. A different pasuk that says in the same pasuk, this is the beginning pasuk. Ashiyite mum ba'adam kein nosin boy. Weird. That means you stole money from him. There it means when you gave a mum to a person, can you not somebody? It means you have to pay money. So kashiyite mum ba'adam. What does that mean? Mum also lost your yitain. I mean, very small. Cry say redarshi. It's very small. Dark from extra pasuk. Mechti ksiv. It says in the pasuk already. Veshkiyite mum ba'misai. Kasha also ken yasaloi. It says a person who gives a mum to his friend. Kasha also ken yasaloi. So what do you need another pasuk? That's pasuk parak of dal yotes. Why do you need the next pasuk? Ken yinasim boy. It's extra to teach us that it's mamoin. Ken yinasim boy lomeli shmami not mamoin. I what's pshat kashiyte mum ba'adam lomeli? What's pshat the pasuk kashiyte mum ba'adam? I the boy michtav ken yinasim boy because the name kashiyte mum ba'adam. Since already had to add the ken yinasim boy teaches us halacha that it's money. So it says lashon kashiyte mum ba'adam also and be'etzem. That's taka extra, but the chiddush is for the din of ken yinasim boy that it's a chiyev mamon. So the Be'er B'Shmol is now a third drasha to teach us. The other two in Gemara slugged up. It's another drasha that the Gemara is not slugged up to teach us that you pay money when it comes to a mum because it says ken yinasim boy. That pasuk extra because you have a different pasuk already. That's teaching us that you have to pay. That repeats the halachas of mazik in the Torah. That's not a kasha. But here in the same parasha that says it twice, that's where the problem is. That's not sure that the Torah that teaches us that the mazik someone you have to pay for it. That's what that's teaching us. What does it mean? When I don't know. When he came us with the megalatas, that would maybe mean you actually cut his hand off. But right, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a wrong pasuk after all, yeah. It's saying that it means money. The Rav Chia Tana Amakra, the pasuk says, this is talking about Edom Zoymim. It says, Lo sochos einecha, nefesh b'nefesh, ayin b'ayin, shem b'shem, yod b'yod, regel b'regel. Now we darshan, yad b'yad, dova hanitim yad yad, which is money, money or money. So we're learning out from the parasha of Edom Zoymim, now, if you made a certain person that he cut off someone's hand, so the halacha is, he would have to pay a yad. Now, if you are Eim Zayim, you have to pay yad b'yad. And when they're saying that when the Eim Zayim pay, it means mamon. It means they're mechayiv that guy money. So you see that the chiv is money. El miyata regal b'regal nami, hachiu? What do you say about regal b'regal? Hang tight to that. There you can't say it means money. So after Gemara, it says you do what you want to do to your brother. If it's mamish, so what do you need the pasuk yabiyad? Shema Amino, Mamoin. The whole, once it's Kashi Zoma, I know everything. Why have to repeat, like, Sokas, Nefes, Nefes, Ayvain, say Kashi Zoma. Teretz is to teach us that the Yabiya means money. So, Freight the Gemara, okay, so regular, Lomel, you win regular. I did Kashi Yabiyad, Kashi Zoma, regular. Once it said, once it says, Yabiya teaches Mamoin, once it's a regular, regular.
What? What about the chain part?
Same thing. the whole pasuk is extra. Yeah. Once the yeah, the whole rest of the pasuk is extra. That's not the same. What?
Who's our first?
Huh?
Who's our first?
Right. Well, yeah. It could be first or second. I don't think it makes much of a difference. If the pasuk, by the last pasuk also, kashitim mom adam's first also, it's fine. The pasuk talking about when the whole ayin b'ayin shem ayin going the body, the order of the body. First with the ayin and the shein and the yad and the regal. That's why it's out of order. It's not the, but the whole pasuk is set over to tell us this chiddush, and when a pasuk is a chiddush, it doesn't just leave you with just the hand; it tells you all everything. That's the same thing like before. Also, you have to say, you know, it just says the whole pasuk. It wants to just bring you one raya. Abaya Amar Asim Tani Bechiska. Tani Bechiska. The pasuk says, "Ayin Tachas Ayin." This is again the pasuk in Parashat Mishpatim where it says, "You pay Ayin Tachas Ayin, Shein Tachas Shein." So we dash in ayin tachas ayin, nefesh tachas nefesh. The pasuk actually the opposite order, but the pasuk says nefesh tachas nefesh ayin tachas ayin. That's the order in the pasuk, but we dash in like this: nefesh tachas nefesh, v'lo nefesh ayin tachas ayin, nefesh tachas nefesh, v'lo nefesh v'ayin tachas ayin. You don't pay a nefesh and ayin tachas ayin. V'isag that the mamish, if you knock out the ayin mamish, zimun shkachas lo ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. Sometimes it turns out that you're going to kill a person for the ayin. Why? Behind the avilei, when you make him blind, afkin shmasi, he'll die. So therefore, ayin can't be mamash ayin. Because what's going to happen? You might, one mistake, knock out his nefesh. Break the mic, kosher. Dilma, maybe you evaluate him. If you can manage this einish of taking out an eye, we do it. We don't do it. And unless you evaluate him that he could do it, and you knock out his eye, and he dies, if he dies, he dies. That we learned that by Malchus, if you evaluate him and he dies, he's potter. So this Joshua from Bai did not work out. We tried a pshat like this, that we see it can't be mamash ayim because he might kill him. Right? So that's not a raya. Maybe really do that kind of ayin. Just evaluate him. Before you do it, you evaluate him. And if he dies, then that's not your fault. So that was not considered killing a nefesh. So that pshat again did not work out. We had a pshat before it worked out. Two pshat didn't work out. The yab yab pshat and kinosa boy. But now we have a pshat again that doesn't work out. The marsh logs up. Razus made the rabba amakra. Petza tachas petza. And we darish from the words petza tachas petza. Litan tsar b'mokim nezek. The loch is that even though you pay for Nezik already, you paid for the guy's hand. This is a concept we're going to have a few times in Perek HaChayvel. Now, you're paying for the guy's hand, right? You knocked off his hand, so you're paying for him, for his hand. How much is worth less now out of hand? So why should you pay tsar? When you take off a guy's hand, there's tsar there. So why would you pay tsar? But you learn from here, you pay tsar from Makim Nezik. And we'll see why. We'll learn the Gemara why you pay tsar. But you pay tsar, then the pshat is, I'll give it a little sneak preview, is because you can get the hand off with a painless procedure. And here, he knocked off with pain, so you pay, even though you're paying already for his hand by that much is worth less, but still, you pay for the tsar. If you hold, so now, this is the drasha. If the case is that you cut off your hand, if you cut off your hand, the mazik's hand, so then why does he have to pay tsar? He's getting the full job. Just like he cut off Reuven's hand, he cut off his hand. So there must be it's money, because then that's why it passes to say tsar makom nezek. Break the Gemara, my kasha, duma ik inish demefanik. This is a tsar tvei. Maybe there's some people who they're the more mefunik and there's more tsar. Because lemefanik, what's the tsar? Doesn't have tsar. To give him in between, to give him the value in between the two, that's what we nafkamino, the in between him and the person he hurt, maybe he has more tsar to pay that. So maybe tsar makom nezek really means he's cut off the hand. Why are you paying tsar? Because the other guy has more pain than you, and therefore it's not a raya. This is not a raya. Now, Papa charges another raya. Papa says, Rav Amar, Amakrova, rapi, you have to pay for a refuah. Even though you're paying nezek, you still have to pay for a refuah. cutting off his hand, so just like you're already paying that because you need your own refuah. So if it's really cutting off your hand, why do you have to pay refuah also? So I don't know, my kosher. Don't ikka the salak basri haya. Some people, their basar heals quickly. Vikaloy salak basri haya. Some don't heal quickly. Lamay nafkamil. They say, like, hey, the man, to give him in between, to give him the value that's in between the two refuahs. So that also, the Gemara really slugged up that pshat also, that raya, that it means mamon. Ravash yoma asya tachas tachas mishar. Another pshat. How do we know it means mamon? We learn that tachas tachas mishar. Ksiv ha ayin tachas ayin. Viksiv ha som shalim shalim mishar tachas ashar. Malahalim mamon af ka mamon. Just like over there is money, here is also money. Afraid the Gemara my chazus the alphas tachas tachas mishar. Nail of tachas tachas ma'adam. Diksiv in nefsata nefesh tachas nefesh. Malahalim mamish af ka mamish. So here, tomorrow we learn like this. By show we know it's shalim shalim tachas shor. You pay money. So we're in tachas tachas. By shor tachas means money. Here also tachas means money. I learned of tachas tachas ma'adam because it says there. It says by a murderer nesata nefesh tachas nefesh. That's what it says there. When someone kills someone, he pays nefesh tachas nefesh. Malhal mamish mavka mamish. Just like there, you actually kill someone. Here also maybe you actually knock on his eye. Amrim, donim, nezikim, nezikim, vein donim, nezikim, misa. We learn that nezikim from nezikim, which is a case of the shar, vein donim, nezikim, misa, which is from murder. Freitimara, adarabba. Donim, adam, 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 learn that adam, adam. Ela, ravashi, metachas, ashe, ino, yalaflo. Different pasuk. The pasuk that's talking about, oinis, mefata, it's talking about there, that says, when a nasan isha, shay, chivim, alavi, and ira, chamishim, kesef, loisi, li, isha, tachas, ashe, ino. And there, losh, tachas means money. Yalef lay odom odom nezikim nezikim, and to that say no, that's mamon. So now we have another pshat. How we know mamon from the word tachas tachas? We learn out from oynis mafata. We learn out tachas hashina, and here I'm talking about oynis there. So we learn out from that tachas. This tachas ayin means money. Tanya Rabbi Eliezer Omer onaya pshat here. Ayin tachas ayin mamish. He says it means mamish. Go out, take out his eye. Break the mamon. Mamish akadaitoch. Rabbi Lez, unless they call it Tanoi, Rabbi Lez doesn't hold all these Tanoi, we just had like 10 Tanoi, and we'll hold that you pay money. Amar Rabba, Loimar, no, of course he agrees that it means money. But Loimar, Hashem, Shom lo Yisuke Eved, you don't evaluate him like an Eved when you figure out the Nezek. And that's what it means, Mamish. I'm like, Bye, let me out the command, Kemen Chayrim, Bechayrim Yisuke Domi, what does it mean? So you evaluate him like a Ben Chayrim, or he doesn't have any money? Elomar Rashi, Loimar, Shain Shom lo Yisuke Benizik Elva Mazik, Rav Yisuke Zachadish Tos, Rav Lez is mechash dos, rather, Rav Lez is mechash dos, that it's ayin mamish means his eye. You figure out how much he would be sold without the eye and with the eye, and that's how much he pays. It's the main mazik. That's how much he pays. That's the chiddush. Look at Tosfos Damascus Ella. It's the Sfir Leila Rav Lez, the Havik Koifer. It's like Koifer, the Mishalim Dvei Mazik. They're one to carry a Koifer. It's because after Lekeach Koifer, it's the Zdig. When Nefesh is Tzeach, you don't take Koifer, but everyone else do. But Tanoi Dilel Sfir Leila Davka, but Koifer Mishalim Dvei Mazik, from the Pidin Nafshoi. But here, not. But that's the machlokes over there. Whose value do you pay? They pay the nizik and the mazik. Rav Lez Mechadish paid the mazik, and that's what we're saying. Ayin mamish means his eye. If the value of his eye, that's how much you pay.
It depends
who's worth more. Right. It doesn't depend. It has to do like it's more like a kaifer, so you pay your own value. It's just like a kaifer, you don't know who is worth more. You don't do that. It's like kaifer. Like kaifer, the machlokes made nizik and mazik. We had a machlokes in the mesechta, which was more. He holds. It goes with the mazik because it's a pidyan nafshei. It's like a. It's a kapara. That's what it is.
Could be worth less,
that's what come out, yeah. Ahu chamra, the kata yada de yinuka. You had this chamar, this is an animal, that cut off a child's hand. Also come out the Rav Papa Bar Shmuel. Amalei zilu shumalei arba advarim. Go evaluate arba advarim. Besides the nezek, pay the other four things. Tzar ripa sheves baishas. Amalei rava v'na chamisha tanan. Oh, he didn't say that, besides. He says, pay four things. Amalei rava, no, we learned five. Amalei levarim nezek. I mean, besides the nezek, but pay five dvarim. I'm like, buy it. What do you mean? V'chamaru. V'chamaru mishalim al nezek. Chamaru only pays nezek. Doesn't pay chamishu dvarim. We know it was a drasha. We had it before. That there's no din of ishba misa v'lishar ba misa. It's a special miyit. There's no din of chamishu dvarim by behema. It says ishba misa v'lishar ba misa. It's a drasha. We had it before. Ella. So what's pshat? Chamaru mishalim al nezek. I'm like, zilu shom lo niske. So he said, go evaluate the nezek. You have to figure out. You can't. We have to sell him like check him out like an eved, value him like an eved. Go shots him up like an eved. So we're going to take this child and put him on the selling block to see how much he's worth. I don't want to embarrass him and put him up for sale. He's going to lose his money now because we want him to get the money. If you don't put him on the selling block, we're not going to figure out how much it is. I'll pay him. Because the luck is, when a child gets hurt, you know where the money goes? It goes to him. What do? They put it into investment, Yaslam Segula, and he gets that's how he gets, and it grows, the money grows. So they're saying, if you don't get the money, you're going to lose. So he said, I'll pay myself, the father said, I don't want him to get embarrassed, and be put on the sale. So like upon him, what we're holding right now is that we just learned a Gemara that said that a Chamor bit of a child's hand off, and her papa said, you have to pay Chavish Dvarim. Where's the noise? Behema. What is her papa's Havimina? I'm sure it's bothering everyone, but Emma's a little distracted. But what's the Havimina? Did he pay Chavish Dvarim? So look at the bottom Taisvis, the last Taisvis here, on top of the Amid here. It's on top of the Amid, it's the third Taisvis. Have a Sova the Adam Azika. He thought there was Adam Mazik. Va'oisa Katan. This is another thing. There's no embarrassment by cotton. This cotton was big enough that when you embarrass him, he remembers it. Like a moral later on, there wasn't embarrassment. But the Ica part is what I want to show you is that he thought it was Adam Azika, not a Papa Rashmul, to make a mistake and think that a Behema pays Chamish Dvarim. He would not make such a mistake. He thought that it was Adam Amazik, and that's why he said that. But my son was Chamor Amazik, and therefore, you only have to pay Nazik. The way you have to evaluate it is by selling for Eved. He didn't want to do that. He didn't want to embarrass his son. And therefore he said, I'll take care of it when he gets older.